We'll make the match direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go on our website, download our app, the radio app. Go on Apple and Google and download it. Or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 broadcasts, right-wing broadcasts in the state all the time, casting doubt on our elections, chipping away and hurting our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw together, strongest voices supporting our democracy and supporting our elections. Bit of breaking news before I go to the lines. Sean Duffy, a former congressman from the Hayward area in Wisconsin, has announced that he will not run for governor this year. This is in the sort of the so what department is breaking news. He goes, well, someday I expect to come back and run for something without saying what it is. Yeah, dude, I have some advice for you. You want to run in Wisconsin, get out of New Jersey. He lives in New Jersey. He's a New Jersey resident. He pays New Jersey tax. A lot of guys in New Jersey would like to be governor of Wisconsin. You know what? We don't want him. Hey, dude, move back to Wisconsin. Problem is, his wife works for Fox in New York. He has a sweet gig, and I think he will go off in the ozone. But he did announce that. That leaves the field open for the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. They're making a very big mistake, in my view, even if they think it's a Republican year. This is a deal where it's an anti-incumbent year by putting in the former lieutenant governor, the Duchess of Foxconn, who ran Foxconn down our throat. They're putting in their own incumbent. And they think, well, that's a good thing. She doesn't have name recognition. The average person in the state doesn't know she is. And when they find out that she's the Duchess of Foxconn, they ain't going to like it. They're not going to like it at all. Not competent to be governor. And the other miscalculation the Republican Party is using is they think governor is ideological. She's a Trump acolyte, a Trump disciple. She's like Christine Noem of South Dakota and Kim Reynolds of Iowa. And, you know, just very attractive people who are slavishly compliant to Trump. That's not Wisconsin. I mean, we want somebody who knows how to run the state in a very large budget, biennial budget. And that's somebody who's going to sit there and bat her eyes, wave the pom-poms, and say, help, where's Walker? Where are my donors? We don't want that. We don't want that. Going to the lines, Terry of the Northwoods, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Well, I guess I'm going back to the football here. I like your do a little more fluff. Well, it's not really fluff because see if you remember this when I tell these two stories. That I remember Vince Lombardi, 1968, endorsing Gaylord Nelson for senator, and the second thing was, I believe Nixon come to Lambeau Field in 71 for Bart Starr Day. I'm not sure if it was Bart Starr Day, but anyway, they were playing the Rams that day, and it was obvious that Bart was done. And the Rams handled the Packers pretty easy that day, but Nixon, I believe, was made an appearance at halftime or something. I didn't watch it on TV. I heard it on the radio. But that's what I remember. And as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, just throw the football. I like the way he plays quarterback also. He's the reason I watch the Green Bay Packers. And I've been watching them since 1967 forward.
Wow.
So
ice ball.
If you want to comment on those, comment on that way if you would, Matt.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good history. I'll tell you something. I'm with you on Rodgers. He's a great quarterback. And I will tell you a couple of things. Gronkowski said that Tom Brady deserves the MVP every year. That's baloney. Tom Brady has to earn the MVP every year. He did earn it quite a bit, you know, in the Super Bowls, 7 Super Bowls. It's hard to see how that's ever beaten. But then, you know, hard to see DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, and someday somebody will do it. Somebody always beats something. You know, somebody runs a 10-second 100-yard dash, never be beaten, and then they keep chipping away. You know, something happens. But I want Rogers to throw the football. And if he gets up on his hind legs and gives out some political philosophy in his theory of life, that's the price. Fine. But basically, I would like to see him vaccinated. I mean, I really would. I mean, he's in there all the time in huddles and all that. But if he's worked out a deal, all right, whatever. But I want him to throw the football. He has some great receivers, great running backs, great line. It's a great team. It's a team. He couldn't do it all by himself. But I think we can get to the Super Bowl this year. I think we can win the Super Bowl this year. And he's really in his prime. He's coming a little over the hill, late 30s, but he's not over the hill yet. Y.A. Tittle played. I think he played into his late 40s, and he looked like he was 70. The guy looked bad. He old, but he was Y.A. Tittle of the Giants. Quite a guy. And Brady's doing some of that now. Brady's what, in his early 40s? I mean, you know, and this guy is gutting it out. So, no, I'm with you. I think, you know, and you know, Bart Starr is a legend. I mean, I don't care what his last season was like. That guy was a great, great quarterback. And they didn't get paid back in those days, not to speak of. I mean, you know, Rodgers getting close to $200 million for 5 years. I mean, back then they got paid peanuts, but they were quite the players. And so, of course, was Brett Favre. So, anyway, thanks a lot for calling in, Terry. Excellent stuff. Very excellent stuff. Okay, we are going back to history in the making. Signs of dissension in Trump's base, not just in the Republican Party. We know that. Trump called Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. He called him a broken-down old crow. That wounded McConnell. He insulted McConnell's wife, who is of Chinese descent, and he racially insulted her. And, you know, at some point, and Cruz said his wife was ugly and his father was in on the assassination of JFK. Cruz, nevertheless, sucked up to Trump. Disgusting. However, at some point, that kind of thing rankles. And if Trump ever looks vulnerable, they will go after him like a herd, herd of rabid wolves. I mean, there's no loyalty. Well, there's a guy in Arizona who is a Senate candidate, Dan McCarthy. McCarthy ran against Martha McSally in a primary, didn't beat her, but then Martha McSally got beaten by Kristen Sinema. And so there you have it. And this guy, McCarthy, burned his MAGA hat, and he challenged Trump for $1 million to a debate at Trump's January 15th rally in Arizona. He called Trump a little, it rhymes with Mitch, and it starts with a B. That's what he called Trump, a little, rhymes with Mitch, starts with a B. And he said January 15th is another do-nothing rah-rah rally, one of your do-nothing rah-rah rallies. Now, is this significant in and of itself? No. McCarthy was an unsuccessful primary candidate, but he was a MAGA guy. He was a MAGA guy, and he's seen through Trump. He's seen through Trump. He said there's been a massive grift. The smoke and mirrors, election fraud audits. It's all about fundraising. He's telling the truth. Now, he's coming to it a little too late. He's burning his MAGA hat. But the fact that he ever had a MAGA hat is bad news. Burning his MAGA hat. Now, is this a one-off? I mean, there are conventional Democrat Republicans like Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and others with a huge amount of integrity, and that's great. But this is a guy who is a MAGA guy sucking up to Trump, and he's turned on him like a dog. He has turned on Trump like a dog, said Trump's all about a massive grift. These smoke and mirrors election fraud audits are all about fundraising and getting money. And he's right. That's all it is. It's fraud. Challenged Trump for $1 million to a debate at the January 15 rally down in a small town in Arizona. You know, Trump's not going to accept. Trump will insult him, and that's fine. At some point, people in the Republican Party have go, do we need this much drama? Do we need a drama queen? Do we need a drama queen as our candidate? Well, there's one that's even worse and more poignant. Worse and more poignant. There is a guy, a rioter, who is in jail. A rioter who is in jail. This rioter is there for assaulting a police officer, for hitting him with a baseball bat, And he said he turned on Trump. he turned on Trump. He said, we're rotting in jail because we stood up for what you told us to stand up for. I'm charged with 11 counts, assaulting a police officer with a bat and a shield. You told us to go up there, and we went up there. And now you have abandoned us. This is this guy rotting in jail, as he put it, for assaulting a police officer with a baseball bat. Now, anybody in his right mind, with any sense of common decency, knows that assaulting a police officer or anybody with a baseball bat is a felony. You are going to go to jail for a long time for doing that. Five people were killed, woman trampled to death, woman shot. Officers committed suicide, more than 100 injured on disability. One almost stamped to death as neurological damage. And this guy, remember, is one of the initial ring, not the coup ring, not the ring to stop the certification, but just the guys that got lathered up. And he said, you told us to go up there. You said you'd go with us. And now you canceled your January 6th speech. You should be given a January 6th speech. You have abandoned us. You're starting to see this around the country. I think this is going to make it much more difficult for Trump to get the nomination, much more difficult for him to get the nomination. The fact of the matter is, when he goes to that convention, if he does go, one of the theories, and I subscribe to it, is his vanity is so deep that if he runs again and loses, which he will, he'll again claim fraud. There'll again be all sorts of lawsuits. But he will be a two-time loser. This way, he goes out as president and then falsely claiming there was fraud. But, you know, when he has Senate candidates saying he's a grifter, another guy saying he abandoned him in the hour of need, rotting in jail, and then the mainstream Republican Party is calling them broken down old crows, at some point, I don't see how this guy gets renominated. Going to break. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I will come right back to the lines after the break, brief break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.